How's your family? Everyone okay back home that you know?
Yeah, everyone's good. You know, I have some friends call me and tell me their house is flooded. You know, it's definitely sad. You know, I'm definitely doing whatever I can to help. But yeah, but my family is doing okay right now.
Is there anything you're going to try to do? Or I've seen you kind of tweet some things out there, but is there anything that you or some joining with teammates to do to try to help those guys?
You know, we're in discussions now. You know, guys around that area, we're talking with each other, you know, see whatever we can do to help. So.
How unbelievably devastating must this be for you to see all these photos, to hear all these things going on?
It definitely sucks and it hurts because I grew up in that part, you know. I'm seeing on news and places I drive past, like, every day. It's like underwater, you know. It's definitely crazy, and I'm praying for those people down there, those families, those victims, you know.
Have you seen some of those just heartbreaking but also inspiring, you know, rescues of people going into a car and taking out a stranger and things like that?
Yeah, that's what I love about Houston. We, us Houstonians, we stand together, you know, we help out each other. We do whatever we can, you know, to help each other out.
Yeah, so in some ways, even though it's just crushing and devastating, is it also, you know, uplifting to just see the humanity?
Yeah, definitely, you know, we all come together, you know, as one. You know, we have to strive, you know, we have to do whatever we can to help the less fortunate, you know, and get them out of those situations.
Are you surprised that the preacher of that mega church wouldn't open his church to let, like, some of the people that needed help get help, that Joel Osteen?
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that, so I can't comment on that. So.
Are there other teammates that you've talked to, you know, that are from the area?
Oh, yeah, like Zane's close to my area, to Zane Gonzalez, close to my area, you know. You know, even they don't have to be from Houston, you know. Like Corey's from Texas, too, you know, so we talk.
And you guys, would you maybe band together as Browns players to try to get some relief effort going, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to come together as a team, you know, and talk about it, you know, see whatever we can do to help, so.
Did you like to see what the way the J.J. Watt boy, it seems like he's raising all kind of money for that?
Oh, yeah, J.J. Watt is doing a tremendous job. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to all that money, you know, helping out the victims and all that. You know, he's really inspiring younger guys like me, younger athletes like me to do something about it.
Was there anyone that you were trying to get a hold of right as the thing was going on that you couldn't get a hold of? They're like, oh, you worry about that person? Or?
Yeah, so my dad always answers his phone, and I called him, and I didn't get no answer, so I kind of panicked a little bit. Like, then he called me back and said everybody was okay and all that. So, yeah, my family was the first people I thought of to call.
Growing up in that, at least region of the country, that's, you know, it's this time of year, right? Mm-hmm. But have you ever known anyone else that had gone through this, whether it be Katrina or some of the other ones?
Yeah, a teammate of mine from college went through Katrina. So, you know, he talked to me about it, you know, that really changed his life, you know. So, you know, he told me the stories, and I just felt really bad, and I never hoped that on anyone, you know, what he went through.
Yeah. Obviously, you're here, and you can't do anything physically right now, but when you can in the off season, are you planning on trying to, you know, be there to try to help in any way you can?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do something to help out, you know, the victim, you know, the less fortunate, you know, that couldn't do anything, so.
Will you get a chance? I'm trying to think of where the game, Houston game, falls. But you guys go there, right?
Yeah.
Does that fall before or after your break?
I'm not sure. I'm worried about Chicago right now.
I understand. But I'm sure it'll be good to get home, at least just kind of see what's going on there. And
yes, definitely. It'll be definitely good to go home.
How about your school and stuff like that? Everything, your high school? And you went to George Bush High School?
Yep.
Everything okay there? And
so far, I haven't heard anything bad that's going on at George Bush. I just know the parts around it is real bad. So hopefully it's nothing serious.
Is it hard to focus on Chicago and focus on practice when all this is going on?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, you know, but, you know, I just drive my hardest. I do my best, you know, do whatever I can do here, you know, and just send my prayers there, what I can do. So.
How about the defense, just getting to football a little bit? I think you guys have given up a touchdown, at least the first group in the last couple games. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you're trending as we get closer to the opener?
We're battling, you know. We strive to be a great defense, you know, strive to be a great team. You know, we're just working our hardest, you know, getting better every day.
Noticing that maybe he's drawing a little bit of attention and that might open things up for you?
oh yeah, Miles on the field makes everybody better, makes everybody on defense better. You know, if they're pushing protection on the other side, you know, somebody has to get open and get home. So
do you think that, I mean, you had a pretty good year last year, but I mean, do you envision even being able to top that this year?
Whatever I can help the team win, you know, do my best I can. Be the best Emmanuel Ogbonna I can be, so.